Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm broadcasting today from our VOA home studios in Washington. It's great to be back with you again this weekend. We are at the very end of the year 2020. And inside today's show, we're going to take a look back at some of the year's highlights and also to a few look-aheads to what to look forward to in African music in 2021. So inside today, you're going to hear more news from Samed Gaida, who brings us the 2020 top five COVID awareness songs from Northern Ghana, from Bill Odidi in Nairobi with a fun retrospective of Kenyan music highlights and trends of 2020. And we also take an exciting journey into Zougoulou territory in Abidjan. Yes, that iconic music of Cote d'Ivoire is still alive and thriving in 2020. Reporter Bram Posthumus has that story from inside the famous Zougoulou Maquis Lanterna. Also, Kwame Ofori joins me for part of the show today, virtually. Together, we present my top 10 best African music video countdown. We also share our personal end-of-the-year jams, songs that we're loving right now at the end of the year. And we also pick our best song of the week from all of 2020. So that's it. That's the show. Now I invite you to just sit back, relax, and enjoy saying goodbye with me and my crew to 2020. And hello to 2021. And we're starting right out with the top 10 countdown of Africa's best music videos from 2020. So let's get started. Kwame.
Hey, Heather. So at number 10, we have Wah by Santrinos Raphael of Togo featuring Zainab Beni. It premiered in July and has over 2 million views and is so loved because it's unifying. It bridges love and respect across countries and generations.
Number 9 is Mukwasha by Ja Preza from Zimbabwe. At 5 million views and counting, this is the funniest music video I have come across this year. Mukwasha means son-in-law, and it depicts the common relationship between a man and his in-laws, especially in rural Africa.
Coming in at number 8 for best overall vibe is the Amapiano hit Akulaleki from South Africa by Something Soweto. It features Zimbabwean singer Shasha, DJ Maforisa, and Kapsa Bispo.
Number 7 is Emergency by Bosom P. Young and featuring Wendy Shay. And they're from Ghana. It's the most romantic song of the year, especially in light of all the COVID restrictions and emergencies, even loved ones.
The best blend of traditional culture and global pop video comes in at number 6 with Wonderful by Burna Boy from Nigeria. The costume, the dance, the juxtaposition of global with local is breathtaking. This premiered June 30th and has 7.1 million YouTube views.
Lands us in Uganda with Cheyagale, Let's Celebrate by Eddie Kenzo. With its easygoing tempo and friendly visuals, this one is the best feel-good music video.
So at number 4, we have Quarantine by Diamond Platnum and his whole crew of Wasafi artists. We have Rayvanny, Mboso, Lava Lava, Queen Darling, and Zuchu. It premiered in May, early on in the outbreak of the coronavirus, and he just uplifted us all.
Do the wako, jacko, now slide. Now, show me quarantine.
Number 3 is Duduke by Simi from Nigeria. Now this is the sweetest video about family, specifically about mother and child. It premiered in April and has 28 million YouTube views.
Number Now, Heather, a personal favorite of mine, comes in at number 2 from Kenya. And it's Susanna. It speaks to all of Africa with this storyline. A sister has lost her ways overseas, lightening her skin, getting body modification implants, and her family is begging her to come home where she is loved. Plus, the fashion style is simply chic and beautiful. Change your mind and come back home.
Somebody loves you. And finally, at number 1, you guessed it. I'm sure you all guessed it. Jerusalem by Master KG and featuring Nomcebo Zikode. This South African music video premiered in December 2019 and has simply taken the world by storm. It's a global dance craze and it has over 281 million YouTube views. And that just scratches the surface because countless more videos have emerged from fans around the world doing their own versions of this dance. All right, and that's a wrap.
Yep, a beautiful choice in top 10 for 2020 for Music Time in Africa.
Makama Yabala, Anye Kanlara. You are listening to Hector Maxwell on Music Time in Africa. Keep it locked.
All right. Hey, everybody. How are you all doing? I'm Heather Maxwell, of course, and I am here virtually with Kwame Ofori.
Hey.
So this is my end of the year show, and we're having fun. We've got so much more coming up. Features by Bill Odidi, features by Samed Gaida, a great piece on Zougalou in Abidjan, Ivory Coast by Bram Posthumus. And also some fun right here with Kwame and I. Now, Kwame, I asked you to pick a song that you are jamming to right now, like your last dance out of the year 2020.
I can't end the year without shouting out, you know, the music scene in Ghana, because I'm Ghanaian. Now, for me, the song I'm ending the year on is Ekoso by Kofi Jamar, featuring Yao T.O.G. NYP. Now, I like this song because there's this new scene in Ghana from Kumasi. They call it Asaka, or, you know, the American drill. And I love it so much because it's new. Not too new, but it's kind of new because it just got prominence on the Ghanaian music scene. And the song is just like a typical drill beat, but then with local inflections. And it's a beautiful song. Like, it keeps you, you know, bumping your head. We just wanna get it, we don't want no trouble. Kwame, what are they singing about or rapping about? Ekoso means something is going on, something is jamming. So it's really just a jamming song. When you say Ekoso, you know it's going on. You know you're loving this beat. You're loving this rap.
That's it? That's what they're talking about?
Yes, we are just jamming every single day. Yeah, that's it. Just uplifting.
Go and rough. Street in Achiama get to need the beef on a filia. Sisi said the Yasia no but home or the cause cook went to me and read ya. The friend said cause we priest ya my jive for more fan cobinami could test ya. We paid for attention, but mujina teas mini one when they bit to me and Lydia. We've been doing this best for a while. Once I come and rap a foul, you manage to panty your pressure be foul. Fans I'm supporting me money how. So when you mean some idea to win, I saw brought your medium style when he a time of Vienna Miswama could be we am a good when if you come in. Inside, outside the castle, make sure my air force crew move bustle, my room so tussle, still with the hustle. Second income, my name, my brother, my wassail, my to Maba Jama Yenekama, the Pokoya to a Nishawama, Modi Samano Mina, Shamakama, Mipiska, the Biamini Tanga.
All right, and so that was Kwame's jam, last jam of 2020. What was the name of that song again, Kwame?
Koso by Kofi Jama featuring Yao T.O.G. and YP.
All right. All right, all right. So guess what? It's my turn now.
Oh, yes. What's your favorite song?
Well, you know, I can't say I have a favorite song. I don't really have a personal favorite, but I will say what I have been singing for the past few weeks since my interview with Aubrey Gwana from South Africa. I've been singing his song Molo, and that is my jam.
Okay, let's take a listen to Heather's jam. What's he talking about?
Oh, well, Molo is goodbye, I think, in Zulu. And he says that he's got haters now that he's becoming famous, because he's a rising star. And they're doing mean things to him. And he just looks, he's waving to them, metaphorically saying, I see you, I know what you're doing, but I'm just going to wave because, you know what? You're not going to stop me. You're not even going to bother me. I see you, but I'm not going to bother with you. So, you know, here's my wave.
So bye. That's a good one. Yeah.
You know what I like about this song is, you know, it's got that real flavor, that Zulu flavor, but it's still poppy and the melody is beautiful. It's easygoing. The tune is stuck in my head. I'm singing it all the time. So that's my jam. That's my jam at the end of 2020.
That's great. Beautiful jam.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream, Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
All right, so hello, I'm Heather. It's our 2020 year-end special. I'm with Kwame, virtually, of course. We're going to be together again near the back end of the show, but for now, let's move over to Northern Ghana with Samed Gaida, who has another great end-of-year special for us.
Nice, Heather Maxwell. For some, 2020 was a terrible year. And others think, well, it wasn't that bad. For musicians around the world, especially Northern Ghana, it wasn't a good year for them at all because of coronavirus. They saw the pandemic as a threat to their livelihood. And like every human instinct, they used the only resource they had to join the fight against COVID-19. And that is music. I present to you in this New Year special report, 2020 Top 5 COVID-19 Awareness Songs from Northern Ghana. Let's start with song number 5, and it's a song from AJ Sugar, titled Stop Coronavirus. In this one, she sings in her local language, Guni, advising her people to stay safe and stop the spread of the virus.
AJ Sugar. Yes, I'm from Ghana and from the north to be precise. I decided to do a song to also educate my people about this deadly disease. Yes, I released the song that was in March, 2020, to let my people know how dangerous this coronavirus is. That's how I, you know, as an artist, that was the only way I could send a message to my fans and to the whole world as a whole.
Number 4 is a song from Stone B. Title of the song is Coronavirus. He's a sound engineer and a musician at the same time. And in this song, he sings in 3 different languages: Pidgin, Twi, and Dagbani.
Don't say you no care. Don't say you no care. Make me not hear me. Don't say you no care. We are all evil. All right. You say you're ready, I'm home. You're ready, I'm home. It's a deadly disease.
It's a disease.
Coronavirus.
Coronavirus.
It's a bad disease.
It's a bad disease.
Coronavirus. My body. It's a deadly disease.
Yes, hello, my people. I am Abubakar Abdul Fattah, a.k.a. Lyrical, a.k.a. Son of the Noble Woman. I want to say my Happy New Year shout-outs going to my lovely mom, Mama Ramatu. Yes, we've been doing some kind of a comparison between a coronavirus awareness song. But the one I would choose is Stone B. Yes, Stone B's Corona song.
Number 3 is from Ataka and Gonga.
Oi, Zomia, gumia yemanga. Title of the song is COVID-19. A rapper and a singer joined forces to fight the pandemic with their music.
Oh, my name is Isaji Yaya, but I'm popularly known as Fiesta. But I guess lyrically, then message-wise, I think I'll go in for Ataka and was it in Lil Key's song. So the most important thing is the message which was in the song. This particular awareness thing is just to educate people on how to prevent themselves from this disease. So I think after listening to that one, I think I'll choose that one as number one.
Well, Tamale did not witness so much of concerts in 2020 because of COVID-19. However, only two concerts were organized in November. The first one was Don Sigley's Sparkly album launch and Fancy Gadam's Peace concert to promote peace towards Ghana's election. Both concerts experienced great patronage. And still on 2020 Top 5 COVID-19 Awareness Song from Northern Ghana, song number 2 is by Fancy Gadam. Title of the song is Corona.
Corona be enemy, Ghana enemy. I call on the whole nation. Let's fight our enemy. Our enemy. Corona be enemy. Ghana, 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 Ghana. I no go going to party, mona. Ghana, 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 Ghana. I no go going to party, mona. To the womb, ladia, la China. I don't want to the party in Ghana. We soon now when the need to bag that domain the bag and be a dingama.
And finally, number 1 is by Abu Sadiq, also titled Coronavirus.
This is Abu Sadiq from Ghana. I composed this song to also advise people to follow the WHO precautions. Washing the hands with soap and running water, avoiding shake of hands, using the face mask, and then using the hand sanitizers whenever we are going out. And I also talk to God to intervene because He brought us on this earth. He is our healer. He is our everything. So He has to also intervene and then find solution to this problem. Yeah, this is all what the song is talking about. Thank you very much.
Kanshin tali 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 tati ji Tiurlam nam die damata mai hurlam nanirlam dabi Kalaj budur mo dole jana dilyam lan na zulotin ya ne kate tati ji dilyam la suni go kasal zang ba man falla kar zasu Kamna benda hikma zang mai ko na nan wa mal don titi Hikma atam durmona karnanti Hikma
That is how the year 2020 went down as far as music is concerned in Northern Ghana. Thank you, Heather Maxwell, and wish you a happy new year.
And happy new year to you too, Summit, and all of you in Northern Ghana, and to all of you beautiful people tuned in with me right now. Happy new year! If you are just tuning in, this is Music Time in Africa. Now, I can't wait to take you into this next feature. If you're a fan of Zouglou, you're gonna love this. And if you don't know what Zouglou is, you're gonna love it even more because, well, Zouglou music, which is unique to Ivory Coast or Côte d'Ivoire, by the way, is just amazing. And its venues are amazing too. And reporter Bram Posthumus takes us right into the center of it all.
Hello, Heather and everyone at Music Time in Africa. Are you ready to dance? Because we are in Zouglou territory, and this is seriously catchy stuff. Try not tapping your foot to this. All right, so you get the idea. But listen, Zouglou is not just about letting your hair down. This music comes with a message. More about that later. But first, let me tell you where I am. I am in the sprawling Abidjan suburb of Yabougon, and I'm in a maquis. Now, what is a maquis? That's a uniquely Ivorian open-air eating and drinking place where you meet friends and have fun. Ivorians call this ambiance. Listen to this fellow warming up. But this is not just any marquee, this is L'Interna. It sits 2,000 people and it has a stage. Every Zouglou artist comes here to perform live. Rendezvous for the show every Sunday evening. And here's the person programming these shows, Artistic Director Patron Sylvanus. When this adventure started in 2009, says Patron, nobody expected it to survive. L'Interna is a labor of love, and of course it had to be here in Yopougon, where Zouglou was born. Look at this stage. Everyone who is anybody in Zouglou has performed here. Names? Don't even get me started. And then Patron adds this. Zouglou is about leaving your troubles behind. We forget who is boss, who is the employee, who is rich, who is poor. You see? Remember these guys? Of course you do. Magic System. Regulars on this stage. But what is the real attraction of Zouglou? Here's the view of a first-time visitor, Cecilia Yao. Cecilia loves the way you can have a good time enjoying the music, but at the same time listen to the singers telling stories and discussing things that go on in society. Politics, the economy, things that happen in your street, your neighborhood. Zouglou talks about it all. I found a big whiteboard next to the bar where they have written some of the big names who have performed here. Magic System, check. Les Garagistes, Espoir 2000, Daisy Champion, and these two.
Bonjour, moi c'est Dali Guigué Gervais à l'état civil, et pour les mélomanes c'est Yodé.
Bonjour, moi c'est Abba Sylvain et pour les mélomanes Silo. Siro.
Yeah.
That's the sweet title track of the latest offering by Yode Esiro, almost 25 years in the business. This is their brand new album, Héritage, but it took them a long time to launch it. Why was this? We had lots and lots of problems recording it, they say. And when we were finally ready to launch the album, along comes Brother Corona to pay us a visit.
En Zouglou, ça réussit toujours. Ma belle, te
Like every great Zouglou artist, Yode Esiro have made a name for themselves commenting on major events. A deadly riot during a football match with a club from neighboring Ghana literally launched their career back in the 1990s. And their message then was the same as it is now, peace and tolerance. Because look, when these went missing, what happened? Exactly, there was civil war in Ivory Coast. It even sent Yode Esiro into exile for a while.
Nous sommes la voix du peuple. Nous disons ce que le peuple pense. Nous sommes un pont.
This is how they explain their work. We are like a bridge between the people and the leaders. When leaders do things wrong, it's our job to tell them, but always with subtlety. And remember, you're in Ivory Coast, and that means always say it with a joke. Take this track from their new album. Hello, President, they sing cheerfully. How's everything? You are doing a great job, thank you. There is light everywhere, there are tarred roads everywhere, there's even light in the tarred roads. Now tell us something, there is a lot of money in the country these days, but that money, who does it work for? Recently, their comments on the high-ranking government official got them into trouble, the details of which they don't really want to discuss. But this is the takeaway. Look, they say, when we were mocking the previous president, Laurent Gbagbo, the opposition was happy. When we were mocking his predecessor, that opposition was happy. So, we're not going to change just because we have a different government now. We make music that calls out and asks questions. After all, you know that Zouglou started with the student movement and civil society. It's always been about justice. And about cracking jokes and making points. Back in L'Internat, I meet Olivier Akié, who has been coming to this place religiously for 10 years.
Le Zouglou, c'est les belles mélodies, les paroles.
Zouglou, it's all about the good advice these songs give you. How to live at home, how to behave in society. But it's also about making people laugh and having a great old time. Look at the drinks. Here you order 20, 30 beers at the same time. Yeah, or a bottle of champagne, $70. Nah, it's not a problem. And then by 11 p.m, we all go home, because we have to be back at work on Monday. Not that everyone can afford $70 for champagne, but hey, Zouglou makes you forget these things, remember? And finally, here are a few heartfelt New Year's wishes for you from Abidjan, Zouglou style.
2021-2022.
Yode and Siro wish you lots of happiness, and they hope to see you on one of their shows overseas. Yes, their music is popular here in Ivory Coast, but it doesn't pay the way it should. So here's to Zouglou going international.
D'abord la santé. Après la santé, je veux dire l'âge.
Cecilia Yao, who you heard earlier, wishes you a healthy 2021 with lots of enjoyment and no more coronavirus. Oh, and she has another friend who's also called Cecilia, and she will wish you a great 2021 from Yopougon, Abidjan, in English. See you all next year.
I wish money, because if you have not money, you can't make anything. So I wish money. I wish happiness, long life, and enjoy, yes.
Hello world, my name is Wiala, the lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked.
All right. Hello, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell. Happy New Year. I hope you enjoyed that Zouglou feature from Abidjan. I sure did.
Happy New Year!
Coming right up, a retrospective of Kenyan music highlights and trends of 2020. Hint, hint, Genge music. And then Kwame joins me again to round out the hour with our number one top song of the week, of the year. First, though, here's a little music from Mali by Zani Jabate, Ambuwele. Let's dance.
Music Time in Africa.
Thanks for that, Heather Maxwell. Greetings from Nairobi. I'm Bill Odidi. Now, the year 2020 in Kenyan music. What were the highlights? What were the trends? Who had the biggest impact?
Oh, Susanna, I hope you're happy now.
Hi, my name is Anyiko Owoko, and I'm a music and entertainment publicist. I also run a PR agency called Anyiko Public Relations. I think Sauti Sol were the artists in Kenya who had the biggest impact in 2020 in terms of all their moves that they had. They got signed to Universal Music Group. They released an album called Midnight Train, and the genres within this album are very representative of older Kenyan music. They were able to make the people enjoy the music of the past. I think that was something very brilliant. So it was a really great year for them.
Hello, 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 hello. If you get to hear this song, so
My name is Timothy Iluvaga Deka. Now, locally in Kenya, I feel like music artists have now come to realize, especially in Kenya, the power of streaming, the power of being able to have a digital presence. Artists have even gone ahead to take on digital platform where they've organized concerts online, talking about the likes of Nyashinsky, the likes of Sauti Sol, performing live from their living rooms.
Every day we fall in love again. Every day my love for you gets stronger and stronger. Don't know how much longer I can wait until I see your face. Every time you're far from me, I'm lonely.
Nyashinsky remains one of the top stars of contemporary music in Kenya. His album Lucky You was a huge success, and the virtual launch of the album in April really set the trend for the production of online music events in the country. Now, we can't speak about Kenya music in 2020 without mentioning the name Genge Tone. It's an urban sound driven by the youth in Kenya. By the way, Genge is a slang word referring to the masses, so Genge Tone would loosely mean the sound of the masses. It's mainly influenced by hip-hop and dancehall. The message is straight out of the hood in urban slang, and 2020 has been the year when that sound grabbed everybody's attention.
Buzz, big man buzz.
My name is Eugene Kimani, music presenter, podcaster. Genge Tone has been a lot about crowd mentality. And with the pandemic, the way people were locked in, there was a little less crowds outside, so they couldn't put out music that was as energetic as it was before.
What really is Genge Tone?
Genge Tone is, it's a movement and it's a sound. These are people who've just finished high school, and it's a lot of hype music. It's like, what are the things that we want to do after high school? We want to go to parties after high school. We want to drink after high school. We want to, you know, have as many girls as we want. It's a lot of aspirations and things youth desire, just experimentation necessarily.
What are the predictions for Kenyan music in 2020? What are the likely trends?
I'm predicting a lot of comebacks, and I also predict the growth of the new generation music genre. I feel like Genge Tone is just a small baby who needs to be nurtured and disciplined.
I think when it comes to the Genge Tone genre in Kenya, I do think it will survive through 2021, mainly because Genge Tone artists are quite prolific. It is all over. You put on the radio, you go to the clubs, and also it's danceable during these corona times. Like, people just want to dance, want to have fun. So I really do see it crossing over into the rest of the Pan-African countries.
We'll wait and see which artists hit the big time in 2021, if that's a Genge Tone artist or an artist using a different style. I'll be here to tell you all about the interesting developments in Kenyan music as the year unfolds. Happy 2021. I'm Bill Odidi, handing you right back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa.
All right. Hey, guys. This is Heather Maxwell and Kwame. Kwame is back on. Hey, Kwame.
Hey. What's up?
Hey, you've been enjoying the show from your end?
Yes. So far, so good.
All right. Listen.
song of the week. You know, we've been doing them all year long. And I listed all of them on a sheet of paper here. Not a sheet of paper, but on the computer. And I'm going to read them off, Kwame. And you and I right now are going to decide together which one we both just absolutely love. We love them all.
Mm-hmm. This should be interesting.
It's going to be hard. Well, let me read them off quickly. Starting from the very end of 2019, but we didn't broadcast the interview until 2020. Tomorrow by Manifest. Song of the week was Tomorrow. Then Anybody by Burna Boy. Shekere by Yemi Alade featuring Angelique Kidjo, who remember won the Grammy. Ben El Garan by Hassan Shakush featuring Omar Kamal. Nzira Nago by Maro of Uganda. Remember this one? Miyalta Misepa by Tati Tati from Guinea. Oh, I love that one. Petit Bateau by Daka Dembele from Burkina Faso. Nobody by DJ Neptune and featuring Joe Boy and Mr. Easy. African Party by Stoneboy from Ghana. Susanna. Okay. Well, that was one of our, you know, I'm singing it because it was one of our top 10. Dankele by Bamba Wasalu Groove from Mali. One Song for You. Remember that one? Alun Wad?
Yes.
Dudu K. Mm-hmm. Te Amo by Kalema from São Tomé e Príncipe. Mm-hmm. Soweto Blues by Jules. How do you say this? Remember Nana Tufour who passed away?
Abeku
by Nana Tufour. May he rest in peace. Jukuru. Acoustic by Umu Sangare. Emergency by Wendy Shea. Choyina Omanya remix by Sheba and Crystal Panda. Nditarirewo. That's a mouthful. By Gary Mapanzure from Zimbabwe. Whew, get tired. We're almost done. My Everything, again by Southie Soul and featuring India Ari. La Vie is Good. Remember that one from Morocco by Balakes?
Oh, it's a good one. Oh, my goodness.
I know. And then from Malawi, Siti Mamenya. Remember that duet with Madalitsu and the Tiktu band from the Ukraine?
Yes, I do remember.
And then One Trouser by Fowls from Nigeria. Ja Guide Me, also from Nigeria. Imali from South Africa with the singer Ami Faku and featuring Black Diamond. Mm-hmm. That was beautiful. Confidence by Prince Omar from Uganda. Telephone Lovin' by MC Compton and Anita Jackson from Zim. And finally, the last one we did, Kwame, just a couple weeks ago, Loading by Olami Day and featuring Bad Boy Tims.
Also a great one. This is going to be hard. Very, very hard. Because these are all great, great, great songs. I mean, for them to make it the song of the week, it means you're doing something, right?
I know.
But,
but you know, when I listed, I'll tell you what I'm thinking. When I listed them and thought them through, there's two that pop out, mostly for their uniqueness. I don't know. Well, okay, number one was the one, Miyalta Misepa. I don't know. That one just touched the string. I don't know. Touched the heartstring. And then the one from Malawi, Siti Mamenya, because it was so fresh and new and fun.
Well, like I said, it's going to be very hard, but one that really stood out for me was Te Amo by Kalema from Sao Tome. I loved the video, the singing, the strings. It was just fresh, and they coming from Sao Tome and Principe, you know, people on the continent, like, hardly remember these little countries. Yeah. And then they are having a great year despite Corona. And I'm like, yeah, Te Amo really, really stood out for me.
You know what, Kwame? I think I might agree with you on that.
Oh, look at that.
I remember, too, in our Song of the Week, you made me laugh because it was pre-COVID when they recorded that music video. And I remember you saying when we were featuring it during Corona and still, you were saying, man, I wish we could be doing that right now.
That's true. Yeah, so that scene in the video with the club and everything, I wish, man, I'll say it again, I wish that was happening now.
All right, so what do you say? Is that it?
Yeah, Te Amo by Kalima from Sao Tome and Principe.
Tu sabes que eu te amo. Não és mais o pra mais ninguém. Eu não agi certo, não agi. Mas preciso de ti. Preciso ouvir. Preciso ouvir que me queres. Sentir que ainda me queres. E não é desta que acabou. Todos falam de ti. De como foi um bobo. Que te perdi por tão pouco. Ele, ele, ele.
Was Kwame and I's favorite, and I will say we had a favorite, song of the week from 2020, Te Amo by Kalema from São Tomé and Príncipe and Portugal. Thanks so much, Kwame.
You are definitely welcome. Have a beautiful new year, and definitely 2021 is going to be great for us and Music Time in Africa.
Yeah! All right, and with that, it's time to say goodbye for this week. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed our special 2020 year-end show. And also thank you to Samed Gaida, to Bill Odidi, and Bram Posthumus, and to all of their guests for making today's edition so special. I hope to meet all you back here next week, safe and sound, in the new year, 2021. You can visit me anytime throughout the week on social media. You can go to my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, Facebook page, or group, to my Instagram, that's MTIA Maxwell, and also to Twitter at Music Time Africa. You know, get on there, you can message me, send me or post me your own music if you're an artist, and you'll also get updates, the latest music news, photos, and nearly 200 original video features. Videos of interviews with artists like Oliver Muntukudzi, Umu Sangare, Ray Vanny. And also videos of other things like ethnomusicological analyses of spectacular songs like Jerusalem. Also live performances and backstage access in venues around the world since 2012. As for this radio program, we broadcast live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. On FM stations, we air twice. First at 15,500 hours, and then again at 20,500 hours Universal Time on Saturday and on Sunday. And on shortwave, we're live Fridays only once at 9,500 UTC, and then again four times throughout the day, Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 22,500 UTC. Finally, you can always find this radio program online at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful and stay safe.